KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Take a look at high school softball from around the area first. Last night, Atlantic played a couple of ball games last night, won them both as they totaled up 25 runs on the evening, posting a doubleheader sweep over Kemper Catholic, 12-4 and 13-8, the scores. It was a close contest in the opening game before Atlantic put seven up in the seventh inning as they pulled away in that contest as a bunch of players, including Olivia Engler, Kennedy Gergen, Mackenzie Waters, Riley Wood, Madison Botos, each had two hits for Atlantic last night. Melina Woodward also knocked in a couple of runs last night. Woodward also had a nice second game with a double, a homer, and five runs knocked in among her three hits. Lauren Nicholas also had a four-hit game and drove in a couple of runs. She scored five times in that contest, while Mackenzie Waters and Kennedy Gergen each had three hits in game number two. Olivia Engler with a couple of hits, and three times she crossed the plate. And Reagan Pellett also with two hits and a couple knocked in last night as Atlantic picks up a pair of Hawkeye 10 conference victories. Also in girls softball last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Lewis Central 8-3. Shenandoah beat Creston 10-8. Glenwood 9-8 over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference softball, Riverside over Underwood 4-3. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 3-2. Audubon 4-2 over Logan Magnolia. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK 11-1 winners over Glidden Ralston. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat Southwest Valley 18-8. Lennox over Nottoway Valley 13-3. Southeast Warren beat East Union 15-1. Wayne over Central Decatur 9-0. In the Missouri River Conference, it was Lamar's sweeping a pair from Abraham Lincoln 2-0 and 11-2. Also in non-conference play, Grandview Christian beat Cam 10-2. Griswold over Tri-Center 15-3. Mount Air beat Stanton 15-1. In boys baseball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Kemper Catholic a winner over Atlantic by a final of 6-1. Lewis Central shut down Harlan 10-0. Glenwood 13-0 over Clarinda. Creston beat Shenandoah 5-2. St. Albert over Denison 6-3. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Audubon over Logan Magnolia 3-2. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 5-2. Underwood over Riverside 12-0. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Nottoway Valley 8-7. Southeast Warren beat East Union 16-1. In the Raccoon River Conference, it was ADM over Carroll 2-1. From the Missouri River Conference, Abe Lincoln twice over Lamar's 13-3 and 7-3. And in non-conference boys baseball, ACGC beat Exira EHK 15-10. Carroll over East Sac County 13-0. And Earlham over Glidden Ralston 17-1 last night. The Corner Conference has announced its mid-season high school tournament pairings for their softball and baseball tournaments. On the softball side, Stanton is the top seed and Griswold the number two seed. They'll both receive byes in the first round. Fremont Mills will play East Mills Thursday night, and Sydney will play Essex also Thursday evening in first-round action. Stanton and Griswold will await the winners later on Thursday evening in the semifinals of the tournament, with the finals being held on Friday. On the boys' baseball side, it's Sydney the top seed and Stanton the two seed. They both get byes. Fremont Mills plays Essex, and East Mills will play Griswold in first-round play Thursday night. And those games will be followed up by the semifinals as Sydney and Stanton will await the winners. The finals will be played in Essex on Friday night. Well, Major League Baseball has issued a 60-game schedule that will start July 23rd or 24th in empty ballparks as the sport tries to push ahead amid the coronavirus following months of acrimony. This will be MLB's shortest season since 1878. Each team will play 10 games against each of its four division rivals and four games against each of the five clubs in the corresponding division in the other league. According to details obtained by the Associated Press, the sides expanded the designated hitter to games involving National League teams and will start extra innings with a runner on second base. The union committed its members to start reporting July 1st, those who decide to report. High-risk individuals will be allowed to opt out and still receive salary and service time, but others who sit out would get neither money nor the service time credit needed for eligibility for free agency and salary arbitration. Playoff teams remain at 10 for now. There is still talk of a possible expansion. The rejected deal had called for 16 teams. The Canadian government is open to Major League Baseball playing in Toronto this summer, but the league has not submitted the required plan to Canadian authorities. A senior federal government official says if MLB were to submit an acceptable restart plan to the government, an exception letter similar to the one provided to the National Hockey League could be provided. Ontario's chief medical officer also says Major League Baseball hasn't submitted a plan to local health authorities that is needed for the Blue Jays to play in Toronto amid the pandemic. In other baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have signed first-round draft pick Jordan Walker for $2.9 million, just under the slot value for the 21st overall pick. Walker is a power-hitting third baseman picked out of high school. The Cardinals continued Tuesday to bring their selections from the first-year player draft under contract. The Cards already signed their second-round pick, East Carolina outfielder Alec Burleson, third-round pick Levi Prater, a left-hander from Oklahoma, and fifth-round pick L.J. Jones, an outfielder from Long Beach State. The Twins also signed their first-round draft pick, Aaron Sabato, with a $2.75 million bonus. Sabato is a first baseman from North Carolina who was taken with the 27th overall pick in the first round. Kansas City Royals have signed all six of their draft picks, including first-rounder Asa Lacy, along with seven undrafted free agents that together give the rebuilding franchise one of the best incoming crops of first-year players in the majors. The club announced those 13 signings on Tuesday, with Lacy being the headliner. The big, rangy left-hander out of Texas A&M was widely considered the top college arm in the draft, yet he slid to the Royals as the fourth overall pick. Well, the rope found hanging in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega Superspeedway was not a hate crime. Federal authorities said the rope had been hanging at the Alabama track since at least October. Video evidence showed it had been hanging from the garage door, but was only one fashioned as a noose. Wallace coincidentally was assigned that garage. NASCAR stood by its decision to investigate the discovery found in the stall of its only black driver. Wallace successfully called for a ban of the Confederate flag and has become an activist for the sport during a push for racial equality. The rope was a garage door pull. Tom Brady continues to prepare for his first season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, working out with teammates at a private school despite a union recommendation that players not conduct any more group practices before training camp. The six-time Super Bowl champion was joined on the field Tuesday by a group of teammates that included tight end Rob Gronkowski, quarterbacks Blaine Gabbert and Ryan Griffin, center Ryan Jensen, cornerback Jamal Dean, and safety Mike Edwards. With NFL training facilities still closed to players because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Brady has been leading small voluntary workouts near downtown Tampa for much of the past month. The latest session came just 3 days after the Bucs confirmed an unspecified number of individuals tested positive for COVID-19 at the team's training center. The same day, NFL Players Association Medical Director Dr. Tom Mayer recommended all NFL players refrain from working out in group settings until training camp begins next month. The Las Vegas Raiders have opened their new training facility in Henderson, Nevada. About 70 team members were on hand Monday at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, a 335,000-square-foot complex. No players are allowed yet unless they are rehabbing injuries, but Coach John Gruden and General Manager Mike Mayock were in attendance. Martha Firestone Ford is stepping down as principal owner of the Detroit Lions. The Lions announced that Ford's daughter, Sheila Ford Hamp, is taking over as the team's principal owner and chairman. The 94-year-old Ford had been in charge of the Lions since 2014 when her husband, William Clay Ford, passed away. The 68-year-old Hamp has been one of the team's vice chairmen during her mother's ownership. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.